So I spent some time in and around the city, just kind of watching. Actually, went down early yesterday to the Warehouse District. The momentum, the energy, the excitement. We dined down there. I was the Uber driver for my family that was going to the concert. I did not go, but what I saw was just something absolutely incredible. It had a Mardi Gras-like atmosphere to it, and people were really pumped up, excited. A lot of money being spent, a lot of folks in town. It was jam-packed. It was the folks walking down Poydras to the Dome was just absolutely incredible. And here to talk to us about is Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans and Company, for our review on the Taylor Swift weekend. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Yeah, it was absolutely spectacular weekend, wasn't it?
3 nights rock, I mean, just filled solid of stuff, from the merchandising lines and this and that and the lunches and the themes. I mean, almost every restaurant had a theme along the lines of, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. It was great. It was incredible, I thought.
It really leaned into all the incredible things that our community is all about. And you saw businesses, you saw locals, you just saw everyone sort of getting in on the action. You mentioned Mardi Gras. I mean, it felt a lot like that. There was a lot of energy. There was a lot of happiness and joy. And the whole community sort of embraced it and got in on the fun. I mean, when we have something to celebrate here, we know how to do it better than anybody else. And we really celebrated this Taylor Swift Eras Tour weekend in a way that I just don't think anybody else can compare with.
I had the opportunity, as I'm sure you have, Walt, to talk to a bunch of restaurateurs. They said they were packed. They were great. I was truly surprised by the number of out-of-town guests as well as international visitors that came here for the concert.
Yeah, I mean, huge numbers. We think well in excess of 150,000 here for the concert. From all over the world. I believe at some point we received some data that said 23 different countries represented. Of course, people from all sorts of different states. I happened to go over Sunday morning to Café Du Monde in the City Park, and there was a line about 30 minutes long there. I got to talk to a lot of people while standing in line about where they were from and how their visit was, and people were just having an amazing time, I think. The weather certainly contributed to that as well. It was just a beautiful weekend, and so a lot of people here spending a lot of money in our restaurants across the community.
Well, what are you hearing from the hotel industry? I was hearing occ rates in the high 90s to, it's hard to get to 100%, but in the high 90s for sure.
Yes, effectively sellouts on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday, very high rates as well of occupancy. So, I mean, the hotels were full. The community was busy. And of course, when there's that much demand, that means revenue. And so, a really strong weekend for the business community across the city of New Orleans and in the hotels, in the restaurants, in the retail outlets. Magazine Street was swamped with people. There were even lines getting into some shops. It was just It was an incredible experience for our city, for sure.
Obviously, we really right in the midst of the convention season. This comes at a really good time. We're going into Halloween now and so many other events, one after the other. Do you feel like that there's this additional momentum boost as a result of the Taylor Swift concert?
Absolutely. I mean, while we had the amazing visitors, the Swifties from all over, we also had several meetings going on in hotels across the city. And yesterday we had about 10,000 with the nurse credentialing conference coming into town. So that's getting underway this week. So, the convention calendar, the meeting calendar never stops. But I do think that we get a bump from the positivity of this past weekend. I think it'll even translate into additional sales for meetings and conferences. When you have this level of positivity, when you have the city showing up so well, when you have the Superdome performing as well as it did and getting high marks from visitors for the friendliness of the service and also the excellence of the facility, All those things continue to translate and build momentum for us and all the other work that we're doing trying to bring people to our community. I mean, we are a major events town. We run on having these types of opportunities. Conferences, conventions, and meetings are a part of that. But these major events are also major drivers of visitorship for our community, and we've got to continue to be competitive in that regard so that we can reach our highest potential as a city.
I was also very impressed by, and I'm assuming it was the NOPD plan, I'm almost certain that it was, there were officers on all of the major, pathways to the Dome from the quarter, from the warehouse district, adequately covered. And I was the Uber driver, so I was driving all through around, and then again last night to pick them up. Totally impressed with the way that they handled the traffic. I saw JP officers out there. I saw NOPD, criminal sheriffs from New Orleans, state police, a lot of cooperation from the surrounding areas. And it all seemed to work fairly well when you think about the amount of people that are converging on one location at one time.
Huge kudos to the law enforcement community. As you said, very coordinated effort, very thoughtful, and great deployment. And also just high marks for the level of service that they provided. A lot of our guests were talking about how friendly the law enforcement was, how helpful they were, how service-oriented they were, and I think we know those things about our law enforcement professionals in the region and in the city, but it's also great to hear that again. So I think everyone's incredibly grateful for a successful weekend, and our public safety professionals are a big part of that. They are often the face of our community and ambassadors for the community, as well as being there to provide safety, and they came through, of course, as they always do for these major events, and we're really proud of that and grateful for that.
And a nice practice run for the Super Bowl too, right?
Yeah, I think got a few hiccups out of the way on the ride share. Plan was to utilize Duncan Plaza and that, that's never going to be perfect. It's difficult to move that many people in a concerted way, but I understand that by Sunday night that was functioning in an improved fashion as well. And so in general, moving people in and out seemed to work very, very well, and moving people around the community was not as big of a challenge as it has been in the past. And so I think in a lot of ways a good run at getting prepared for the Super Bowl and other major events coming our way, but also reminding that we've still got some things to do on infrastructure and other things to get ready. So great progress being made, and excited about the progress yet to come.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job too on the areas that are under construction. Moving people through that area, because I really didn't get into a gridlock situation at any point in time, which was nice. I kind of feared it, but avoided some of those areas, but it was able to go and take a look-see, and it seemed like it was all flowing pretty good.
Yeah, from a traffic control standpoint, they seem to have deployed a good plan as well. I've heard anecdotally from people who had real challenges making it in and out of the Garth Brooks concert last year, for example, or Beyonce, or any of the other sort of major events that we've had. And it seems like that went well. Of course, we had a lot of people from out of town, so a lot of people on foot. And some of those other events, we had a little more heavily regional traffic, so more people driving in. But to your point, I think it worked pretty well. And, when dealing with 65,000 people in and out of a stadium like that for three consecutive nights, you're going to have, some challenges. But for the most part, it was run very, very well. And it's like I always say, and we talk about, when it's a major event, our community comes together like no other, and we really step up and deliver. And I think that happened once again, and really showed a lot of people from all over the country and the world that this is a place that's built to host major events, and that hopefully will translate into more opportunities for us to do this in the future.
Absolutely. And I know the buildup for just about a year to this event, and it seems as though on pretty much almost every front. It was delivered. We brought it, and it was great. And I congratulated in my open comments the city administration, everyone that worked so hard in doing this, ASM. You know, a lot of folks in, with the dome and otherwise really pulled it off, and I thought it really put us in a good light for certain, and in a big way on a big stage too, right?
Huge stage, huge social media presence, lots of viral video and content that went all over the world, and I think really showed the joy and the unique spirit of the people of New Orleans and of the community, the business community, the people who work in the industry. You know, it just really gave us an opportunity to shine. And of course, we came through, which we generally do. And I think that genuineness about wanting to welcome people in for celebrations that are monumental like this one, it really shined through for us. And it's going to, these things pay dividends in the long run. You got to deliver when you have the opportunity, and when you do, good things come from that. So really excited to see the momentum we can build.
You know, Walt, I always kind of forget the social media impact, because, I mean, it's real, it's relevant, and it's real time. I mean, it's as the stuff's happening. And I know you have folks at your organization that are monitoring that all the time, because that can be just as big of an influence as opposed to anything else, right?
I think in many ways almost bigger than anything else. I think the fact that you're getting that very authentically from an individual who is kind of broadcasting and sharing in real time, it doesn't allow it to be manipulated or spun or sold. I mean, you're getting something that's real and that's happening. And when you can capture these joyful moments and share them and people see it, I think it reminds them about the special spirit of our city and the fact that you can be who you want to be here, celebrate the way you want to celebrate here, and do it in a way that's fun, that's safe, and that is, you know, magical in a way, is really important. And that social media power is there. And for our sake, over the course of the last several days, it's been overwhelmingly and almost unanimously positive, and that's a great thing to see.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Well, we're just grateful. I mean, look, grateful to Taylor Swift and her team for coming here, choosing our city out of all the cities that they could have chosen, and grateful for the joy that all the fans that followed her here brought to our community as well. And I think they got a lot out of it from our community. We got a lot out of it from them. And it's a great thing when these things come together. So a lot of joy for everyone. Let's just keep going in the right direction and build some momentum.
Absolutely. That's Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Walt, thank you so much for your time, your insight. Keep up the great work, and I'm sure we'll be visiting soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Noel.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. Give us a shout. We'll be right back.